Yeah, that was his bed.
Yeah.
That was his home.
You talking about milk cows now. Did y'all have a place where you would milk, or let's say a little?
All in the world you had, son, was just a stall.
Yeah.
And your cows, by Joe, you'd have a little place there. That's a small grazing patch there, by Joe, that the cows would run in there in the daytime, and then at night, by Joe, the cow come up there. And of course, the older you got, then they began to fence land. But you know, there's a lot of difference back yonder in 1904 and 1978. Well, I was born in 1902.
Yes, sir.
Don't you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And you take,
What kind of fences were the first ones you saw?
Oh, a plank fence. Put up a plank fence. And a lot of times these fellas get out of here and they split rails, son, out of the wood.
Uh-huh.
And they build fences mostly out of rails that they split.
How'd they build it? Can you describe how they were?
Well, you see a rail fence, don't you?
Yeah, they go.
In other words, you come here and come across, and you put another one across, and you come here and zigzag it out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the way it was done. And boy, I'm telling you, it was a lot of hard work in those things long in those days.
When did you start getting wire fences in here?
Well, I can't answer that question.
Yes.
They've been wire for a long time.
Do you have any different types of wire?
There's different heights of wire.
Yeah.
There's a wire that most of the time farmers put up 42-inch wire.
Yes, sir.
And then they put a strand of barbed wire on top of it.
Oh, I see.
You see that fence right there?
Yes, sir.
I put up that fence right there for that man last years ago.
You did? That's a good fence.
And it was a mighty good fence when I put it up. It's been up there by Joe, I bet you, 15 years long.
Let me ask you how you call your cattle, because my granddaddy has a special way of calling his cattle.
Well, all in the world I used to do is get out there and
will you do a call for me?
I'd say, woo-hoo, come on, baby. And you could take just a tiny bit of grass in your hand,
uh-huh.
A bundle of fodder, a little bit of fodder,
yeah.
And that cow would come trotting to you.
My granddaddy used to say, quench! You ever hear that? Quench? He'd say that sometimes. Do you ever remember them having sheep here? Did you ever see sheep, Miss Morgan?
I've seen a few sheep, but if anybody ever raised any sheep around, I didn't know anything about it when I was a young fella. I'd be there with you.
I guess it was down in the county south of here, like Colquitt County, they raised sheep.
It might have been, because I never had no sheep. Mix of what we do, boys, like I told you, we killed hogs and tried to cure meat and have something to eat.
About hogs, the little ones were what?
Well, the small ones were little old tiny pigs, see? And then you would begin to feed those hogs.
Yeah.
And you would put the feed to them, then they'd come on up. But long in those days, a hog, he'd have to be at least a year old before you'd want to kill that hog, because you'd want a hog to weigh around 175 to 200 pounds.
Yes.
And if you put the feed to him, why, that hog would grow.
Oh.
And he would fatten.
Yeah. What'd you call a male? You got a little size on him.
Well, you.